and it was the smallest bedroom. That was mine. You know, smallest bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then the large bedroom was toward the back of the house, which was built on when the carport and the utility room. And then the utility room was right here. And then we had a small bath here off of the smaller bedroom. And then off of the utility room there was a larger bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a garage out back, which was no longer, you know, any good to park a car in after the carport. And that's the way it looked.
Okay, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Nope.
No? Okay, I was just wondering.
It's not too good
of
a
drawing,
but...
No, that's fine.
I could probably draw this one better. I've almost forgot how the house looked in a year and a half.
Okay, did this house have a fireplace?
Yes, it did, in the living room.
Okay, and what would you call the thing that the smoke comes up through?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the open place in front of the fireplace is called?
Hearth.
And in the fireplace, what do you call the things that you put the wood on?
Wood holders, I guess.
Have you heard of andirons?
Yeah.
Would you use that?
We never did have any. We had gas logs.
Okay.
I couldn't say. I guess you would. It sounds like a thing you'd use. And this house ain't got a fireplace, so.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people talk about andirons, but.
Okay. And how about the place above the fireplace to set vases on?
Well, we had a large mantle. It had a lot of stuff on it.
Like what?
The clock. Jars of candy, pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Trophies. Anything you could think of, almost.
Okay, and what do you call the round piece of wood? The big one that burns very slowly for a long time.
In the fireplace. Log.
Okay. What would you call the kind of wood that you use to start a fire? Oh, it's back window. Okay. Let's see. I think it's okay, the sound won't pick up too much. Let's see, I was asking you what you would call the kind of wood that you use to start a fire with.
See, I've always called it Kindle wood myself.
Okay, what would you call light wood?
Balsa wood.
Is that any different than the Kindle wood as far as starting a fire then?
Oh, I didn't know you were still talking about starting a fire.
Oh.
Balsa wood is the stuff you make airplanes out of.
Yeah.
But Kindle wood, you know, it's mainly splittings mm-hmm. off pine logs or some type of wood that's small, little, ignite easy. And it's a whole lot easier than trying to light a big log.
Right, okay. What do you call the black stuff that forms inside the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And after the fire goes out, you're left with?
Ashes.
Okay, and what color are those?
Gray.
Or they may be?
Black, gray.
They're very light.
Light.
They'd be calm. If it's the opposite of black, it'd be...
White.
Okay, they'd be... If you're describing them, you'd say, look at those.
Light ash. Light colored ash.
Okay, what are you sitting in?
A chair.
What do you call a long piece of furniture that several people can sit in?
Sofa or couch.
Okay. Which would you usually use?
Couch.
What do you call a piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and you put clothes in it?
Chest of drawers.
Okay. Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece with any other names?